Achha. Acrodermatitis enteropathica is an inherited disorder in which there is a gene defect or gene mutation that is SLC39A4, which encodes for a molecule that is ZIP4. This is a zinc transporter in the intestine. When this genetic defect occurs, there is a impairment with the absorption of the zinc, resulting in the zinc deficiency. So it is inherited as autosomal recessive disorder, manifesting in the infant. The age depends upon this that whether the child is formula fed or breastfed. In a formula fed infant, the clinical presentation begins at 1 month of age, whereas in the breastfed it is delayed up to 4 months, and when the weaning is started, the clinical manifestations appear. For remembering the clinical manifestations of acrodermatitis enteropathica, we can learn a mnemonic, that is DAD, which stands for dermatitis, alopecia, and diarrhea. In the dermatitis, we have mucocutaneous presentation and also the clinical features in the nails. In the alopecia, there can be either patchy alopecia or diffuse alopecia. And the third feature in the triad is a diarrhea. In the skin, we can see eczematous type of the lesions, which can be erythematous, crusted plaques, which are either isolated or confluent. They can be vesiculobullous lesions. These are in a typical seborrheic distribution and appears typically in a horseshoe-shaped pattern around the mouth. Besides this, there can be angular keratitis, blepharitis, conjunctivitis, and brittle nails or Buse lines can also be present. Coming to the scheme of examination for acrodermatitis enteropathica, the command would be to examine the face and do the relevant examinations. So in the face, we are going to examine the entire face, all 10 areas which are mentioned earlier. In which we are going to examine the face. The basic lesion would be crusted plaque, which are erythematous, present in the perioral region in a horseshoe-shaped pattern. So we are going to inspect, and then we are going to palpate these lesions. Distribution would be in a seborrhea-like distribution, perioral, perinasal, in the nasolabial folds, behind the ears, around the eyes. So we are going to examine all these seborrheic areas. Because in our differentials, we are going to keep the eczema or the seborrheic dermatitis. Examine the face, nasal mucosa, oral mucosa, the angles of the mouth. Then examine the eyes for blepharitis, conjunctivitis. We will examine the ears, behind the ears, inside the ears, scalp, look for the type of the alopecia present. Then cervical lymph nodes should be palpated, because usually these lesions have superadded bacterial, viral, or fungal infections over them. Then we are going to inspect and palpate the thyroid as well. Besides this, we should not forget to examine the acral parts, that is hands and feet. The nails should be examined, and also the perianal area in which the nappy rash like or the nappy dermatitis like patches and plaques will be present. In the end, we will do palpate the abdomen for tenderness. And for before performing the perianal examination, we should take the permission from the parent. And in the start also, as I mentioned earlier, that the consent should be taken from the parent.